Welcome to the Kartzalluni Daily Podcast, bringing you the voices of poets and writers from around the world, as published in Kartzalluni.com, the online literary magazine. I'm Beth Adams, and here's my co-editor, Dave Bonta, to introduce today's feature.
We have a nonfiction piece for you today. This is by regular contributor to the magazine, Nathan Horowitz, and the bio he submitted with the piece says, Nathan Horowitz has 3 bright blue noses, 6 bright yellow tongues, 45 small, perfectly shaped jet black ears, 95 hands, most of which are sleeping, and a long, long, long yellow and black stripy tail that wraps twice around the earth. So yes, this is a piece of creative nonfiction which Nathan's about to read us, with an emphasis perhaps on the creative part.
It was the weekend, and my students had received a solid week of English, so I caught a ride down the river to go see Joaquin at his hut. Jim Timothy from California was there. In his early 40s, he was slim and in very good shape. He had a receding hairline and a pencil-thin mustache like John Waters. He boasted of his ability to dance as many hours as boyfriends half his age. He described himself as an urban shaman and an organizer of rave parties with a spiritual focus. "We always have a chill-out room," he told me, "where there are always people on ecstasy having mellow conversations and giving each other back rubs. It's better than having them out in the street, drinking and fighting." He told me a dream in which he was in a natural history museum. In a dimly lit corridor in the Egyptian section, he saw a diorama with a sphinx in it. She was alive and looking out at him through the glass. As he looked in her eyes, he found that he was simultaneously himself and her, but more her than himself, because he was an emanation of her. One day when he was a kid in Catholic school, he asked the priest, "We're supposed to love our enemies, right?" "That's right." "And the devil is our enemy, so we're supposed to love the devil, right?" In another story he tells, he's way out in the desert on an Indian reservation in the southwestern United States, after having eaten peyote. He's alone, naked, and playing a drum. A cloud of dust appears in the distance. Gets closer. It's from an approaching car. The car keeps getting closer and closer. It's one of the tribal police cars. It drives up to him and stops. A big Indian cop wearing mirrored sunglasses gets out, walks slowly up to him and says, "You know you can't do this." Jim says, "Yes." The cop says, "All right." Turns around, gets back in his car and drives away. "Myths are computer chips," Jim remarked in another conversation. "Concentrated intelligence, survival information for hard times." I said, "One of my creative writing professors gave me a book of poems by the Serbian poet Vasco Popa called Homage to the Lame Wolf, named after an old Serbian tribal god. I found these poems astonishing because Popa was really operating from a different frame of reference than the other poets I was reading. The poems really were praise poems to this pagan god. I went to my professor and said this. He leaned back in his chair and said, "Vasco Popa knows a lot about wolves." I said, "Like what?" My professor said, "And his grandmother knew even more." I said, "Like what?" My professor said, "How to make love to them." Jim replied, "This is a story about someone I don't know well personally. We have a friend in common. This man works at an aquarium. They released one of their male sea lions back into the ocean. This man drives his car to the beach every Friday and picks up the sea lion and takes him home. He keeps him in the bathtub and feeds him fish, and they make love. On Sunday, he returns him to the ocean." Joaquin made a ceremony with Jim and me. He chanted over cups of yahe, and we drank and settled into hammocks and relaxed. For a long time we were quiet, listening to insects chittering and tweeting, and frogs honking and groaning, a thrilling music of weirdness. My mind took off and crash-landed in a realm of fragrant, burnt language where mumbo-jumbo, gibberish, and gobbledygook reigned. Yahei's not a bug or a slug, it's a drug, but it's way more than that. It's a bat like a cat. It's the distillation of the echo of gunflower elves. It's green water in white rivers of blue oceans and the veins of bamboo. It's subcutaneous calico lichen, vibrating neon gum that chews itself against the teeth of your mind. It's an apparition of the face of Pan on a flour tortilla. It's yellow blades of sunlight magnified by the black earth, orange skeins of spunlight delighting us through the perfect planet, red dreams of the one light shaking us gently in the midnight morning, saying, "Hey, old friend, wake up. It's time to be, buddy. Time to be. Be, 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 be." The verb reverberates off my lips. In a memory from my junior year in college, I'm lying on my back beneath a maple tree in October, blue sky above, and the intermittent cold breeze is shaking down the fantastic yellow, red, orange leaves, spinning against the sky as they fall. And I was thinking, the tree is a natural clock that tells the time of the season. Each leaf that falls is another season second. What are the ramifications of this? I chant silently many times the name of Avalokitesvara, the Bodhisattva of compassion. I'm in a subaquatic realm of blue and green. There's something fierce about it, and it has many lizard eyes peering around. What I'm looking at is the fabric of lizard skins, and some gnomes in a workshop are cutting into it with instruments like cookie cutters, taking out lizard-shaped skins and sewing them onto lizard bodies. Of course, lizards come into being through biological reproduction, I know that, but the natural process is mirrored by the supernatural one. This is simply how they fabricate lizards. The scene winks out, and I'm in darkness again, listening to the insect songs. Joaquin is snoring quietly. I want to get rich selling fake wisdom, now that I know everything is fake. But then even my wealth will be fake, like Monopoly money. Sun, moon, and stars, all artificial, constructed like a stage set by elves attempting to convince us that this so-called reality is real. It's built by the elves of Maya, by Maya's elves, by Maya's elves, in this meistic miasma of cells and selves, this self-same magnetic magma that is the body on Yahei again. I'm in one of those places where everything one thinks of is true. So totally undeniably accurate, and yet elsewhere it could be false. Truths have physical boundaries as much as countries have. I hold still, listening. Here the shamanic universe is infinitely vast and real. Elsewhere it is not real, and other rules apply. And always, here, the crickets are singing, and my lungs are drinking this rich, clean air like a distillation of life itself. More than Yahei, I'm intoxicated by this fragrant language of nature that keeps breathing within me and without me. I'm drunk on this plant-animal language of squawks and whistles and humming and singing. An immense wave of nausea hits me, immediately followed by self-pity as I remember I will die someday, and then compassion as I remember everyone else will die someday too. With tears in my eyes, I resign myself to pain, foreshadower of death. And the crickets play their wordless songs with more intensity now, and I'm not sure whether the music is inside me or outside me, a language that reverberates through me until it's all that I am. And I stretch and shift, relieving a pressure in my back, and float once again in the delicate black water of the forest night, my head clear, resigned to nausea and to the lightness of my limbs, as if I were the captain of a boat sailing through a calm sky of smoke high above a burning city. I'm cold, and I pull the light blanket up and around my shoulders. What are Jim and Joaquin doing? Go slow, my soul. My stomach hurts. I listen. Joaquin is again snoring quietly. I recall a line from an early explorer's description of Yahei customs. Transported by the drink, the Indians dreamed a thousand absurdities and believed them as if they were true. Yes, how compelling these absurdities are. It's so easy to be transported by them. It's like you never knew you were a sailboat, and then the wind comes and off you go. We drink a thousand truths and believe them as if they were dreams. We dream of the myths of man and the dreams we learn to believe in when we're dreamed into this world. Night and day, something and nothing, here and there, now and then. were all tiny shoots of the human plant, reified and pulsating. Dozens of gnomes march past me in the darkness carrying strange tools. Fireworks explode behind them, transported by the drink I'm born into a 4th of July memory from when I was a kid. It's 1974, I'm 6 years old. My mom and stepfather take me to the fireworks display at Veterans Park. They greet an acquaintance, Stacy, then move to an open space and spread out the secondhand quilt on which old automobiles are printed. My mom remarks about Stacy, she's high as a kite. The display begins. I love the huge firecrackers booming in the drunken, velvety summer sky, the whistling, screaming, yellowy-white fireworks that corkscrew as they fall, the huge green plant-like ones that hold still in the high air with their smoke lit up by their fire, and the blue star-like ones that seem like love messages from outer space, while the spectators lie in blankets underneath saying, "Ooh! Ah!" In 1996, I breathe deeply, living in two times, appreciating the old, familiar, glorious beauty. Nausea. Eagles and stars whirl around my vision. Arrows and olive branches, stars and stripes, red, white, and blue. This is part of my design. We're woven into each other. This is part of my totem pole. America, the beautiful. Nausea, increasing the beauty of the visions. My eyes run with tears, red, white, and blue. Nearby, in his hammock, my fellow American Jim Timothy clears his throat and sings, his voice ringing out like a bell in the darkness. The Creator is our Savior, hey, nay, yo, way. The Creator is our Savior, hey, nay, yo, way. The Creator is our Savior, hey, nay, yo, way. The Creator is our Savior, hey, nay, yo, way. Take care of us, take care of us, hey, nay, yo, way. Take care of us, take care of us, hey, nay, yo, way. Take care of us, take care of us, hey, nay, yo, way. Take care of us, take care of us, hey, nay, yo, way. The Creator is our Savior, hey, nay, yo, way. The Creator is our Savior, hey, nay, yo, way. The Creator is our Savior, hey, nay, yo, way. The Creator is our Savior, hey, nay, yo, way. Take pity on us, take pity on us, hey, nay, yo, way. Take pity on us, take pity on us, hey, nay, yo, way. Take pity on us, take pity on us, hey, nay, yo, way. Take pity on us, take pity on us, hey, nay, yo, way. The Creator is our Savior, hey, nay, yo, way. The Creator is our Savior, hey, nay, yo, way. The Creator is our Savior, hey, nay, yo, way. The Creator is our Savior, hey, nay, yo, way.